Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. I have taken a little bit of a break the last few weeks. I've been so busy with my business and plenty of other things going on. And I've been creating a narcissistic abuse survivor series because I really want to help people that are coming out of these narcissistic relationships and help them heal. And it's just an aspect of my business. It isn't my whole business because, as you know, I cater to everything from breakup recovery to empowering to finding love again. And this is just an aspect of it, but I'm super passionate about it as I understand the complexities of healing after a narcissistic relationship. So I thought today I would share with you three signs that you may be in a narcissistic relationship. And the reason I want to share these signs is because I feel like they are the most standout signs that you are living in a narcissistic relationship. But also, I often see, and this was me, that people don't even realize they are in a narcissistic abusive relationship. There are so many reasons why we don't get it. First of all, when I used to hear the word narcissist and look up what it meant, I used to think, well, he's not like that. He doesn't have that. He's to this, he's to that. In hindsight, I see that he was the classic narcissist. And I will say, before I start sharing more on narcissism, that I have empathy and care for someone that is a narcissist because I understand the trauma and what they must have experienced in their own life for them to have this, to be living this way. It really is traumatic. And I know some people say I have no empathy for the narcissist, and I get it because coming out of these relationships is hell on earth. But at the end of the day, I guess what I'm saying is I understand why someone's a narcissist, but I also understand the hell and the pain and the suffering one goes through living in it. It is the most confusing, debilitating relationships to be in. And this is why today I'm going to start this series by talking about the three signs that you are in a narcissistic relationship. And, you know, we think about the narcissist as being, you know, non-empathetic. They are, you know, this and that. And that's all well and good. But let's look at what are the signs, though, that are saying to you that you are in one of these relationships? So three signs I'll share with you today. There are many other signs, but I feel like these are the ones we really need to pay attention to. And because I know how hard it is to walk away from these relationships and how much it messes with your psyche, like the sooner someone leaves these relationships, the easier it is. Because it is never a right time and we talk ourselves into things, but it is so important to, like I say, at least know what you're dealing with, okay? At least understand. So the first sign that you are with a narcissist is you are not allowed to have any emotional needs and wants. What do I mean by that? Well, it means that if you're having a rough day or you're needing someone to be emotionally available to you and talk about your feelings and just someone that's interested in you, that's present with you, they're not going to be there. They are not interested in how you feel. They switch off. So in my case, I remember that any time I needed him to be there for me, in any capacity, he just wasn't. And in the early days, I made excuses because he was going through certain things in his life at that time. I would tell myself a story. Oh, it's because of this. It's because that's just happened for him and he's dealing with a lot and therefore this and therefore that. And they were red flags that he just couldn't hold space for me. Just if I was saying, I feel really unwell, something's not wrong. He wouldn't say, okay, how can I help? It was more ignoring me or just telling me that I'm overreacting and to just chill out and just stop thinking so much about it. And just completely not interested in anything to do with emotions, right? They just want you to be focused more on them and to just be shiny and bright all the time. And let's be honest, a relationship involves connection emotionally, being able to get deep with each other, share your fears, share your concerns about anything in life, and know that your partner is present, because that's something they cannot be. It's probably another sign, actually, but and we need that from our partners, to be present and to emotionally connect with each other. And that is a standout, really, that you don't really have that emotional connection because they aren't there emotionally. So this is a big sign. I don't care how great your chemistry is. I don't care how much you're attracted to them. That will wane over time, especially because narcissists just cannot seem to keep their pants up. They literally seem to always be looking for new supply when you cannot be that perfect person. And that happened to me. Within a year, he was already slept with somebody else, cheated on me. But that's another story. But what I'm saying is you have to understand that if someone isn't emotionally plugged in, this is a massive red flag. The second is the pattern of your relationship will be you're constantly breaking up and making up. Your relationship is a series of it's over, it's done, I'm never coming back to getting back together again. And that is what the theme will be. Whether you've been in this months or years, especially years, you will see that pattern. Me and my ex broke up and got back together. I am not kidding here, because it was over a decade. We would have broke up at least once or twice a year in that decade. And because of the cycle, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, it was so hard to stay broken up, right? Because of what they would say to you and all of that. And I'll get into that in a second. But yes, there is a consistent pattern of everything's good, everything's bad. Everything's good, everything's bad. That is what the relationship is like, right? The third, and this is one of the most important signs to look for, the narcissist's cycle. I want you to really listen to this. It starts off with the love bombing. Now, the love bombing is when they are being every single thing you want them to be. This is how they hooked you in the beginning. They are saying and being all you are because they're looking at you and they're thinking, this person is great. Therefore, I must be great. And they literally are sort of sucking the life out of you and almost reflecting back you. So that you're looking at yourself almost in that part of, you know, of the relationship. You're thinking, oh my gosh, they get me. This is amazing. Look at the chemistry. Oh, it's so... And they are saying and doing everything. Sadly, this love bombing happens every time you make up again. They'll do the love bombing. And that's what gets us so confused, because we literally think, why can't you be like this all the time? So what happens after love bombing? Well, after they've pulled you back in and you've been having this great time, because this happened to me every single time we broke up, he'd come back, he'd do all this love bombing. And I used to think, but this is what I wanted when we were together. Why did it have to break? Why did it have to get so bad before? And he would say, I know, I'm so sorry. I'll never do it again. I just won't. But of course, no, it doesn't mean that. From the love bombing, it goes to the devaluing. Now, in my case, he wasn't there just putting me down. This wasn't how he did it. I know many narcissists use this tactic where they're just putting down the person, they're devaluing. In my case, he would become distant and start acting strange. Yeah, there might be a few little digs saying, well, why are you overreacting? So it kind of was a put down, but it was definitely a switch in his mood. It was almost like he'd go standoffish. And if I would question it and say, what's wrong with you? You don't seem the same. What are you doing? Why are you starting something? I'm fine. And he would go completely different. It would be like, oh my God, not this again, please, dear Lord. Then the third phase, the discarding. This is when they either say, you know, I've had enough, like I'm sick of this, like I can't do nothing right. We might as well just end. It might as well just be over. I'm never going to be good enough for you. When they go into the blame, when they go into the victim, I should say, there, it's your fault. They're the victim. They go fully into that. And they may end it with you, like completely discard you. They're done. They've had enough. I mean, that was my ex's last words to me. But after the discarding, what tends to happen? You're done as well. You're upset. You shut down. You can't handle it anymore. And then the fourth phase of the cycle is the hoovering. This is when they start hoovering back around, and it can show up in varying degrees. It might just be a message if you're not living together saying, are you okay? I've been thinking about you. Nothing too much, but just a little, you know, if you're living in the same house, they might just say, do you want me to make you dinner tonight? Or they'll start just seeing, can they get back in? How are you? they start checking out. And if you're receptive to their hoovering, they're like, oh, thank God, it gives them a relief. And guess what happens then? Oh, yes, it goes right back to the love bombing again. And then they become full on with you again. And then they're saying, I don't know what happened. I just love you, though. And la, 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 la. And on it goes again. I went in this cycle. It's like a cycle of violence, but it's the narcissist cycle for over a decade. And I kept wanting him to stay in that early phase, the love bombing, not even the love bombing, right? I wanted him just to be, you know, balanced and stay there and not go through all this crazy shit. And it is so confusing. It is so confusing because one minute you're telling your friends it's all great and everything's good. And the next thing you're telling them, this is happening, it's all bad. And I know for me, sometimes certain friends, I don't think they were really friends, they were more acquaintances, but my real friends knew the story. But they don't often, I think, look at me and think, well, what's wrong with you, Sally? But that's what these narcissist relationships do. It's almost like some people that aren't that close to you start thinking you're the one. And it's crazy because you know exactly what's going on behind the scenes, the gaslighting, the manipulating, the name calling, the put downs. You know, my ex would do all these crazy things. Every now and again, he'd get all my clothes and pull them out of the wardrobe and just chuck them on the ground and says, get your shit and get out of here. And I would be so anxious and scared and upset. And yeah, it would. But no one knew that. Like no one would. Eventually he'd say, oh, let's just go and have some tea. And he'd try and make things right. Like, because obviously he could see he'd upset me or I was about to leave. Usually it was usually when I was about to leave, not when he'd upset me. But if I was done, then he would sort of go, oh quick, which is what they do. And so, look, I don't want this for you. These relationships change your brain chemistry. You become trauma bonded in the relationship. It's incredibly difficult to leave those relationships because you get so attached to the good parts, which is when they're in the love bombing. And someone that doesn't know narcissistic relationships, it is very difficult for people to understand the complexities and how painful and difficult it is to leave that relationship, because you love them and you want it to be right. And you have this bond and you have this chemistry and you believe in them and you believe their stories when they come back and tell you. But I want to remind you, they're never going to change. When me and my ex broke up the last final time, he completely did what every narcissist does. Like, this is, I mean, the joke of the jokes. He really affirmed how much of a narcissist he was in that last day, because he acted like he was a victim. I've tried everything. Nothing's ever good enough. This, this, and this. Even though the week before he'd been incredibly abusive, incredibly awful. He'd been doing it for all the time, on and off, like over a year when he came back, because we broke up and he came back into my life for another year. And in that year, in the first 3 months, the best I'd ever known him. And I actually thought he'd really changed. But then he gradually started going back to the usual pattern. And it was so destabilizing. I was sick all the time, like physically, emotionally. And when I would say to him, you know, look what's happening, this is why I can't get back with you because this is all happening, he would either say, fair enough, I've done. Ugh. And then he'd try again the next day or week and all that. But and then it would be good again. And then he'd go off again. And it was just crazy. But the last bit was when he said to me, I'm done. I'm finished. There's nothing here for me. Of course, he would have had new supply. It's so obvious that he was already looking for someone else. I could just tell that he'd have been acting different. We'd had some really great weekends leading up to this big break. But I did keep saying to him, I'm not going to grow old like this. I'm not going to do it. You are so unpredictable still. I don't trust you. And he also had his phone, not one photo of me on there. All of that obvious stuff. I'm sharing all of this because it is so freaking painful being in that situation. And then even when they discard you or you just get, you know, you end it, you got to get over it and grieve. And you don't want to start dating again because you want to make sure you're all healed and well before any of that. And it's just an incredibly painful experience. And the longer you stay, the harder it is. And that is why now a part of my business is coaching women out of narcissistic abuse cycles, because I'm so passionate about helping people not 5 years down the track or 10 years in those relationships, but getting people early on so that they don't end up in a situation like this. I coached a client actually, a couple of years ago, and she had met someone, and very early on we could see that he was a narcissist. There were other things going on too. And eventually he broke up with her, but it was almost like he was expecting her to sort of go along with it and say, you know, not let him go basically, but she didn't, because we recognized that he was a narcissist and she stood her ground. Long story short, she's now met the most incredible guy, and this guy is a narcissist. And we got to her early on, and she always says, "You saved me. Like, I could have been down that road now, and yet I've met this incredible guy." I said, "Well, you broke the pattern." And this is why it's really important to recognize that as soon as you can, if you're dealing with a narcissist, they are filled with chaos and trauma and drama. A narcissist is, wherever they go, they take that stuff with them. When they find their new supplies, and I'll talk more about this in other podcasts, they basically find someone that will tell them how great they are as well, that sees all the best in them. And so they can be with that person as they were with you in the early days. And that's what's propping them up. But eventually they're left with themselves when they go to sleep at night, when that phase wears off with the new supply. And this is when they sometimes come back around to you, by the way. Never, ever, 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 ever go back under no circumstances to a narcissist that decides to look you up in 6 months' time or 1 year or 2 years. What they're basically saying is, no one else was good enough, or no one else wants me. I've been rejected. So, hey, I'll come back to someone that I know will just take me back. No, they have been playing the field. Don't ever see it as a, oh, they must really love me, they've come back after all this time. No, it's not about you. It's never been about you. And I know that's really hard, but this is the truth. So anyway, I hope this message has landed. Please DM me. I'm not so much on Instagram so much, but you'll find all my reels on TikTok, on Facebook, Sally Kalen, relationship coach. Come and find me if you want to work with me. I offer a 5 coaching calls with me over the 5 weeks to get you really through the tough times with narcissism, help you understand. You've got that one-on-one with me. If you're interested, please message. I'm going to love you and leave you. Pass this message on to someone else if you feel it can help them. We need to break these cycles. We need to heal. And the sooner we get out, the better. I'm going to love you and leave you, guys. Let me know how you find this podcast, and please share away.